Welcome, everybody, to another podcast. We are back in Hollywood.
Hollywood!
Michigan, not California.
And Mike is allowed to yell all he wants because we have learned, we as in Chris and I, because we have Chris from Boston, but Chris and I have learned that Mike no longer has neighbors. He is the only one that is on his floor.
Yes.
I'm telling you, they saw that a ginger moved in, and they're like, fuck this shit, we're out. They multiply.
So, yeah, we are going to be discussing a couple things that we've been playing throughout the course of this year. This is going to be the last podcast of 2023. We're going to look forward
to... Even though it's going to come out in 2024.
It might. Yeah, it might. We'll see how fast, though.
It's the 30th. I don't think you can do it that fast.
You don't know what I'm capable of. Stay up all night, do this editing. But we have 2024 on the horizon. We are going to be discussing the latest video game awards that came out. Was it last month or was it this month?
It was last month.
It was like the end of last month, beginning of this
month.
It was
like beginning of December.
Yeah, it was like the end, like somewhere around there.
So Chris and I, we had a chance to sit down to watch it. Mike,
fucking snooze fest, by the way.
Yeah, it was something that we're going to be discussing for sure. But thank you, Mike, for having us out here in Hollywood once again.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Michigan, not California.
I gave you guys the entire second floor.
That's right.
So I could blare my music, my meatloaf.
Yeah, we came into the apartment today, and there was meatloaf on the TV.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Not on purpose. I played some Limp Bizkit, and somehow YouTube was like, let's go to meatloaf.
I love it when that happens. So out here in Hollywood, besides you not having any neighbors now, what else is new?
Honestly, not a whole lot. I mean, you know, everybody was really excited when a Taco Bell was opened. Other than that, that's it.
Well, Chris, you drove here from the airport, but you actually flew into Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
How was that trip for you?
Uneventful. I mean, the flight went a little bit quicker than I thought. I started a movie, and then next thing I know, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to begin our descent. I was like, wait, what?
Yep, got yourself a really nice rental.
Mm-hmm.
Which movie?
Bullet Train. I've already seen it before. I just figured I'd watch it again on the plane.
Oh, what kind of rental do you get?
Either 2022 or 2023 Ford F-150 LaRotte.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's always coming in with all these nice rentals.
I know. I'm still waiting for the Tesla one of these times.
Last year he had a Beamer. Yep. Now he's got himself a Ford F-150.
No, but there's always that time like where there's like that one that's like right in between the nice one and the next nice one where it's just a fucking piece of shit like the Nissan Rogue that I had back in May. Jesus Christ, fucking start driving out here. Fucking hood's all like it's about to fucking fall off. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
You call that a piece of shit, but it was a pretty nice car compared
to... Bro, there was no fucking indication that the hood was open the whole fucking time.
Held on by bungee cords.
Dude, it's a 2022 and there's like fucking no indicator that the fucking hood is open? Like, fuck off.
I love how he comes in every time when he's in town, he gets these nice vehicles. But when I take my car into a shop, I get like a fucking Fiat.
Like, well, it's all on your insurance company. Like, if you go through them.
No, it's like literally Enterprise is like, well, we got this small car. I don't think you'll like it. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like it, but do I have a choice?
So since we're out here in Hollywood, one of the first things that Chris and I wanted to do is make it a little bit more roomy for you, Mike. I know this is a BYOF, or bring your own furniture, type of event. Mm-hmm. So I did bring this pink...
You got yourself a lawn chair.
A lawn chair, pink flamingo. It will not work at the Hill at Pine Knob, so don't try taking it in. But I hope you like it, because this is your housewarming gift. So when you have people over, you can tell them that they can sit down on the pink flamingo.
No, I can add it to the yellow lawn chair right outside my apartment.
There you go.
So I get a friend.
I'm surprised you haven't just started taking the stuff off of people's other front porches that are no longer here.
Yeah, they're no longer here. These pumpkins are mine. I know it's December, but...
yeah, because when you were saying that you know, there was no one here, I was like, well, I wonder if anybody left anything outside. And yeah, sure enough, there's a bunch of pumpkins. So they've been probably gone since at least October. Yeah.
This floor mat is mine now.
But there's also one more thing that Chris and I wanted to do.
What do you got?
Pass that around, Chris.
Yep.
What do you got?
Try not to destroy anything.
Oh,
right?
Jeez, I see the Star Wars Baby Yoda.
Ah, like, that's Din Grogu now.
Oh, Grogu, I guess. Let me,
As he just throws it all over the place.
What is this? It's a headset? Oh!
Happy holidays from EGS. You got yourself a new headset. So now...
Thank you so much.
Next that time when
funny,
Chris...
because you asked me if I had a headset. I was like, no. Are you getting me one?
You fucking cheap ass. Many years that you've been hanging out on your own. You still don't have a working headset. So
thank you so much.
We're going to be sitting
honestly,
down and doing some Grand Theft Auto. I know we're going to discuss Grand Theft Auto 6 a little bit later, but that will come in handy.
This means a lot to me, guys.
Yeah, so
honestly, it does. Thank
well,
you
still got some more presents
yeah,
in there.
There's more
yep,
in there.
There's still more gifts in there, so you got to open up everything.
God.
The most important
you
gift
guys,
is yet
guys.
To come.
I know, right?
I see a little brush for my toilet.
No, it's for your dishes.
Oh, for my dishes?
Do not use them for both. Don't tell people that.
Oh, thank you.
You're scrubbing the dishes with the same,
this too?
Same brush for the toilet. Oh, God.
Honestly, I'm at the point where I'm like, do I throw away my dishes?
Well, then,
should
hey.
Just clean them.
But wait, but wait, there's more.
Yeah, there's still more in there. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How many fucking things did we put in there? I don't remember.
I don't know. Yeah. I know we wanted to get
it was like less than an hour ago, and I don't remember.
There was a certain limit that we wanted to hit, and I think we were a couple
oh
bucks over.
Oh, my God.
He's more happy about the dish soap than he was the headset. Oh, my God, I can clean my dishes now.
God.
That's right. Name brand. Platinum.
Name brand.
No, it's not the platinum one.
Oh, no, it's not. Okay,
nah,
no way.
He wasn't worthy of the platinum one.
Maybe you can see the brand I have. I got it from the dollar store. But I was like, dude, God means a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, that's where we got that one, too.
We just paid an extra 50 cents more for a name brand.
Thank you guys fucking much.
I think that was it, actually. Oh yeah. So on top of those gifts, the people
honestly,
that were not listening to the podcast, we did bring three non-paper pleats because I went straight, as soon as we walked in, I went straight for the hearts, Valentine, paper plates, and then we're like, well, maybe we get a little bit, some more solid. So that was Chris's idea to get you the actual ceramic nice
no,
plate.
No, I was thinking the paper plates as well, like, you know, the Dixie paper plates. The heavy duty ones.
But, you know, we were there and I was like, God damn it, does he have anything to do his dishes or clean? So we might as well get a few more things. But we also got you a few cups. So there's a.
I did. I see
yeah,
the
Marvel,
Avengers and the
Paw
Patrol.
Yeah. Yes.
generic brand
some,
waffles.
Yeah. They had the waffles.
The waffles. Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot about the waffles.
The generic brand waffles.
And then the retarded kid cup. I forgot. I don't know.
Retarded kid cup.
Well, now we got to restart everything. Well, Mike, put everything back in the bag now.
Well, it was fine in the 90s. But you know what? Thank you guys so much for the headset. I really do
no
appreciate
problem.
That. Because I did not get one. None of my family members got one, even though when they asked. They did not get me one. So,
so again, you kept on asking Santa for the one gift you wanted, and you still haven't got it.
The one gift I wanted and I needed, they did not get me. And my other headset was, I think it got damaged, you know, during moving or me just stepping on it on accident.
Throwing it across the room in a Mass Effect rage. Shepard didn't die. Beating your head.
God damn it,
oblivion.
I couldn't romance Miranda again.
Miranda! Oh, my forever girl. Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank
so
you guys so much.
Now
I really
you
do
can
appreciate this.
Now you can communicate with us. There's not much of a need to have it because I mean you can blare your TV as loud as you want. And you're not going to have any neighbors complain since you don't have neighbors.
I know, the only reason I was blaring Meatloaf when you guys came in, I was like, I don't have fucking neighbors. But thank you guys so much. I will have neighbors, hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon.
You have to go to the bar to socialize.
Maybe they'll blend in with me and they'll be gingers. Let's hope.
The gingers are moving in.
Those soulless fucks are back.
Those soulless fuckers. But thank you guys so much. It means so much to me.
Yeah, so Merry Christmas. It. Hopefully everybody out there as well had a good Christmas or Hanukkah holiday, whatever it is. But we do have New Year's coming right up and around the corner. So before we start talking about 2024 stuff, let's talk about 2023 and the wonderful things that have happened to us. Yeah. Chris, you had a chance to come out here twice.
Yeah, like every year.
Yeah, like every year. So you have met your quota. You guys are going to be heading out to Detroit to go see the Red Wings and the Bruins.
Yeah, we should buy our tickets after we finish this shit, won't we?
Yeah, we got to figure out
I thought you guys already got your tickets.
No, we kind of did.
He sent me like a link to like some Pistons tickets to watch.
Yeah.
The Pistons.
You know, he's like, hey, well, if I send you a link,
you're talking about like, you know, like, oh, well, you know, it's just not like in the time. I was like, all right, well, then why don't we, you know, spend like fucking what we would have spent on four tickets for a fucking Bruins game and
honestly
be able to...
$35 for a Pistons ticket is fucking way overpriced.
It's not like we're the worst team in the league or anything.
Yeah, and you know, not like you guys like you know like are losing 28 games in a row. I mean,
no, the
shit.
Worst losing streak in American history, but you know, Steve and I actually used to work pretty much for the Pistons. So
you don't say. It's not like I've heard every story every time I come out.
Oh
yet.
No, you haven't heard every story.
You know,
you haven't heard every story.
I've heard the
shit bucket stories. I've heard the firing stories.
There's a lot of stories that have been left.
I've heard
out.
The Neil Diamond
and
stories.
There's a bit of sadness when I was watching the Pistons. So I will say this about.
I thought it was sad when I worked there.
Yeah.
I can imagine right now.
Yeah, so there was, I guess there was a low point of the Pistons about a decade ago to where we're just coming off a couple years of having the championship and still the WNBA was at the same arena and, you know, both teams were doing good and then there was like a dry spell when they just started to not do so well and then they moved owners and moved venues and now they're really not doing well. The team is still worth over $3 billion. In which I'm surprised about. Yes,
I mean, Top Gars bought it for what, $300, almost $400 billion. Now it's worth over $3 billion.
Yeah, so you're talking about doing some good investing. Yes, yeah. There's
and now everybody's chanting to sell the team. That's all I see on TikTok.
I do. Feel,
I did see that one earlier.
I do feel bad for the team. I feel bad for the team having to hear that because not every game has been a straight up blowout. I will say that now that we are doing this podcast over Spotify, I'm able to see where our listeners are listening to certain categories. And one of the categories, believe it or not, is sports. So the same people that listen to us listen to sports talk radio and that kind of crap.
Right.
So we might as well talk about sports for a little bit.
We have a lot to talk about as far as Detroit sports.
Yeah. So when it comes to the Pistons, we'll get them out of the way. 28 in a row that we have now lost in a row, and it is something that the announcers are just having a field day with.
What's his name? I forgot his name.
Someone like Mike, who has been very close with the Pistons in the past. It is, for me, it's sad to see, and it's really sad to feel, because I feel for, you know, the players and the fans, and it's something to where, you know, they were playing the Celtics, and it was the only time I had a chance to sit down and watch it, and
then get rudely interrupted before every fucking play happened.
Yeah, because of the buffering. But still, we made it to overtime, so it was a tie game. We went to overtime, and then it was a loss by just a few points, and that's how it's been for a couple of games.
You know, I did see, like, the post, you know, conference, I mean, the guy was like, you know, we may be, you know, 26, 27, 28, no, or I mean, you know, lose streak, but he's like, it doesn't feel like it. The guy's like, really, he's like, we're better than that. And honestly, I think they are, but you know what? You're just not, you know, executing, I guess.
They are better than that, and it's really hard to look down at the team statistics and to really see. I mean, we got a couple good players, and
I mean, they got the first overall pick. What was it last year, Chris?
I hope for a better season for next year.
I don't fucking know.
I honestly like. This is the like the fucking NBA draft is the one fucking draft that really pisses me off.
So I'll end the NBA talks with I hope for a better season next year for the Pistons.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we're making the playoffs this year.
No, Brian Scalabrine already said it the other night when we were watching the game. So, yeah, of course he goes like, oh, yeah, it's the one time I get to like watch the game. It's like, yeah, because you don't have the NBA package like with Sling, and I don't blame you for not having that. And then, so like, I threw it on the Xbox. I threw it on NBC Sports because they got NBC Sports Boston. So I threw that on and we're watching the game, and like, you could tell the announcers like actually felt bad for the Pistons, like the way they talked and everything.
I mean, I felt bad for the Pistons working for them. I mean, like it was that bad.
So let's move to the NHL.
Don't worry, they'll be in Winnipeg next year, so
they're probably just gonna drop the Pistons down to the D League.
No, it's the G League.
So the NHL, you guys are going out to a hockey game. The Bruins, they're doing pretty good this year, as are the Wings. So you guys should be making for a good game. Yeah. We were having a chance to watch a lot of sports this week since you've been out. A couple good games. We do have the Rose Bowl that's going to be coming up. We have the Winter's Classic. Yep. Also the Winter Classic on New Year's Day. So that'd be fun to watch, too. We got the Lions that are going to be playing later on today, correct?
Yep. 8:15, they're the only game on tonight.
Yep, so we get a chance to watch the Lions tonight. And then speaking of the Lions, we might as well go to the NFL. Mike, you and I recorded the last podcast, 3-1-3, the same day that the Lions beat the reigning Super Bowl champs. Yeah. And they're doing pretty good.
Kings of the North.
Kings of the North.
King of the North.
No, Kings.
Kings of the North. Who are they playing?
Dallas.
Playing the Cowboys, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game.
I wonder if, are they going to be putting their star players out? Or are they going
to yeah. Huh. They have to. Like, they're going to probably, like, do it to, like, keep it, like, to try to keep it. Because right now, I believe they are 2 or 3. And either way, like, I'd rather see them at least get, like, the 2 seed. That way, if the 1 seed gets knocked out, then if they continue, then the fucking playoffs go through Detroit.
Right. So, say, I mean, I'm not as well-versed in the NFL as you are, but say if we do win the division.
Oh, you already won the division.
So, we won the division.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, we get to skip that wild card, right?
No. So, the way they do it now is because there's 18 weeks, only the number 1 seed have the first round bye.
Okay.
Everybody else plays on.
So that's why we got to, you know.
Yeah, really. Unless if they win the next 2 games and the Niners and the Eagles lose the next 2 games, or they go 1-1. And the Red Wings go 2-0. Then the Red Wings have, not the Red Wings, the Lions have the number 1 spot.
I'm like wrong fucking sport.
But it's just it's complicated. But
yeah, because I was like, my whole thing was, are they going to play in a wild card game, or are they going to be able to skip that?
Yeah, every year now, like the first round is everybody except for the 1 seed. You know who's not making the playoffs this year?
Pistons.
No, for football. Dipshit.
Patriots?
Yeah.
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 That's what happens when your boy leaves.
Yeah, Matt fucking Jones. Everybody thought he was the fucking savior. Ha!
Yeah.
What happened with, what's his name? Oh, God. He used to play for the Panthers.
Cam Newton?
Cam Newton.
We had him for a year, and then that was it. I don't know. I don't think he could have a Julia. I don't know.
What the fuck is going on with Bill Belichick?
I don't know.
He's obviously not the same without his boy.
He was never the way. It was always Brady. It was always Brady. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
You can tell, too, because, like, Brady leaves, goes to the Bucs, has two fucking great years with the Bucs, maybe 3 years with the Bucs. Yeah. In the playoffs all three season, and then, yeah.
Win 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah, won the first one with the Bucs, won in his first season.
That is fucking unheard of for a quarterback. That is crazy.
Right?
And then he was a Michigan boy, right?
Yeah.
Number 10.
Played in Michigan, number 10, yeah.
So speaking of Michigan, got the Rose Bowl coming up. You guys going for Michigan?
Absolutely.
No, I'm going for the refs.
I'm going for the refs.
Who knows? They might win the game.
Yeah.
Right now, Michigan is ranked number 1. Mm-hmm. If we could talk about like the whole
Alabama's 4.
The whole controversy.
How it should have been fucking Florida instead of Alabama?
Yeah, whole how that fucking college playoff.
You know why? You know what it is? It's because Alabama has more of a fucking viewership than what fucking Florida State has. Yeah. That's the only reason being. If it was anybody else, like if fucking Alabama was fucking last in the league, like they probably still would have fucking made it.
Yeah, because didn't like Texas or somebody beat Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they're both in the fucking playoffs? Like, how the fuck does that
it's
work?
Fucking atrocious.
It's mind-blowing on how that works and how... Yeah, you're probably right. It's all about...
No, that's what it was. That's what it was. They knew they could get more viewership, more fucking sponsors and profit with Alabama being in rather than Florida State.
And then you got to look at Florida State and just probably like, what the fuck?
Florida State's trying to get out of the ACC. That's why, like, they were hoping to have like one of the big bowls because that would have helped their chances of getting out of the ACC. The ACC is the fucking worst fucking division in the fucking
league.
Because you have a top team like, or they used to be top, which was the University of Michigan or the University of Miami, Miami, Florida, not Miami, Ohio. And then you also had, like, BC.
Miami, Ohio.
A lot of people will say that, like, yeah, there is a University of Miami, Ohio.
No, I know what you're saying.
So, yeah, a lot of, like, BC used to be a good ranked team in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. University of Miami, Florida was a great team. But the ACC has just fallen down. Like, they've just gone downhill, and I'm surprised they haven't fucking folded instead of the, who was it that is retired in like the SEC or the Pac-12, I think it is.
Well, it's one of them. The Pac-12 is going to the Big Ten.
Yeah, so the Pac-12 is actually the one that's like fell apart. I'm surprised they fell apart before the ACC.
Yeah, I mean, you got Oregon going to the Big Ten. You got who else? I mean,
it ain't going to be the Big Ten anymore.
It's going to be, yeah.
You already have the Big 12, so...
It's going to be huge. I mean, you know, as far as the Big Ten and as far as Michigan actually winning because they have so many different teams they're going to have to beat next year. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this year is the year, so I really hope. I know everybody was putting their fucking hands on their heads and doing that whole meme when they lost to Michigan State that one year. But it's like, versus Alabama, but it's like, dude, we gotta win this year.
Yeah.
In order to actually fucking be relevant.
But knowing the fucking refs, they'll probably fucking play it towards Alabama.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Are we done with sports?
Well, I don't give a shit about fucking soccer and baseball's fucking atrocious.
Non relevant. I mean, Pistons lost. Pistons, biggest losing, sport ever. And then, we got Michigan and we got Lions, so.
But, hey, at least with the Pistons, we won 2 games. So, it's not like we've gone 0-30. So, we have won
glass
those two.
Full. Yeah, it's fucking, God, like, man. Fraction full, but,
I mean, just going back to that, right? You know, to win the first two games, be like, yeah, man, we're on a winning streak. We're on a hot streak. We're going to keep this going. And then fast forward months later, because they haven't won since October.
I remember when you and I worked there and the Pistons won like 7 games. They're all over ESPN. And I was like, holy shit, we're actually getting some fucking media coverage. Now it's like they're getting media coverage for all the fucking losses.
Yeah, it's very hard to find the game being televised unless you got some kind of a pass, just because, you know, how the Lions were for so many years, no one really cared about the Lions because they were just so fucking bad.
Yeah, they were blacked out like every fucking game.
And now, I mean, because before, the only chance you would see a Lions game is on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'm calling it Lions versus Browns Super Bowl.
Jeez.
Honestly, I would believe that too.
Yeah, let's see that. That would be a fucking amazing game.
Especially with old man Flacco leading the team.
Yeah, fucking Flacco's relevant apparently now.
Comeback player of the year.
All right, let's venture away from sports and let's venture on over to video games. 2023, we're here in December. Few days just before the new year, actually just one day technically, before the new year is going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So looking back throughout the entire 12-something months that we have been playing 12 games.
12-something? Like, what? Are there more months than we know? Like, what are you talking about here, 12-something?
Well, past months.
For the last few months, then, that we have been in 2023, what have you guys been playing? What is your most played game? And then what's something that you picked up this year that maybe you haven't picked up in the last few years?
All right, so I, at the start of the year, started playing South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
The Fractured Butthole? Okay.
That was a fun fucking game. So I played that. That was like my pickup game for like the year. It was actually fucking fun and fucking funny. And then my two big games that I played the most of were Spider-Man 2 and Starfield.
My thing was Spider-Man 2, and that's pretty much been it, I guess. I mean, I started playing Halo Infinite. I wanted to replay the campaign again. I jumped back and Grand Theft Auto. I'm slumming it back into the fucking 2013 universe after I saw the fucking trailer. But I was like, God, I want to replay this one more time. But yeah, it's just been more Spider-Man 2. That's been my most recent game. I'm still stuck on one of the levels on Tears of the Kingdom, which is the Lightning Temple.
Didn't you also jump into Harry Potter, though, this year?
I have not. I've been wanting to.
It's fun. I played it late last year.
I love Harry Potter. I mean, I've never watched the movies. I think I watched the first movie. I think I've said it in a previous podcast. But I watched the first movie, but I never watched any of the other movies. But it's like, you know, the whole thing, you know, with Hogwarts Legacy actually is pretty cool. You know, with the combos and everything, it actually is pretty addicting. So,
ongoing game for me, 2023, would probably have to be Fortnite.
Oh, my fuck.
I feel like that's for you every year.
Well, when you pay for that pass, yes, I want to, you know, get that enjoyment out of my monthly membership, which
he's
I have been contemplating
kids,
on canceling.
He's trying to get the kids recruited into EGS. Watch.
Right.
Into our derogatory statements and everything.
They can watch the broadcast just fine. Those are kids friendly, but when it comes to the podcast, yeah, we are explicit on every platform that we broadcast on. So
yeah, he's like, we are explicit.
Yes.
He
yeah.
wanted to make that very
No, I'm clear. Pretty sure I dropped majority of the fucking F-bombs in this thing.
I know when your wife cut my hair, I'm like, Steve's trying to recruit your kids, isn't he? And she's like, yeah, I can see that. And I'm like, what the hell?
They play Fortnite more than me, especially now that Lego Fortnite is going on. Yeah, it's just something that, you know, sparked a lot of interest more back into Fortnite. I haven't really touched Lego Well, I have touched LEGO Fortnite, but I have not touched Fortnite Rocket League. But a new game that I picked up on again is Destiny 2. So I've been back into playing that and grinding on that.
Jesus goddamn Christ. He's playing fucking Destiny 2.
I stopped after, like, the first Destiny. Like, I couldn't do another one, like, where you're just fucking...
Grinding.
It's literally fucking copy and paste for the enemies too.
I have to retract my statement about playing games because I've been playing the DLC for God of War.
Valhalla.
Yeah, Valhalla. That's the DLC for it.
You know that DLC is longer than the
Call of Duty
campaign. it legitimately is.
I figured it was because it's a fucking grind, dude.
Yeah.
Because every time I beat a thing, I have to go back and do the same goddamn fucking thing and just beat another boss. And then go back and do the same goddamn fucking thing and beat another boss. If I die, I go all the way back.
See, I am also still on like that Call of Duty grind. But I did buy the newest one. I haven't really played the campaign, but I've been playing a lot of like the zombies. And their zombies is...
Modern Warfare 3?
Yeah. The Modern Warfare 3 zombies is fucking awesome.
So I did pick that game up as well. Hopefully we get a chance to play it after the over 200 gig install on the external device. Yep. Just to find out that I have to do the 200 gig install on the actual console itself in order for it just to run.
Yep.
And then another 60 gig update right after that.
Yep.
So it's quite taxing on the bandwidth.
So the zombies is basically like it's like DMZ, which you do like on like the whole battle royale map, and it's literally like every area is broken up into tiers. So there's not like a storm coming in; it's just everything's open, but like it's all broken into tiers, and you just like basically can run around the first tier and get as many weapons and kills as you want before you even like set foot into like the next tier.
So. Sounds fucking weak.
No, it's actually fun.
I only played the Black Ops zombies, so.
And it's not like either too, like where like with the Black Ops zombies, like the zombies get like harder and harder as each level goes on. It's like, yes, they get harder as you progress through the tiers. But that's the way when you just go into the tiers. Like you could stay in tier one and basically stay there for a full fucking hour and kill zombies in that area.
Kill zombies and loot the buildings and get all the... Okay.
Do contracts and stuff like that too.
That's a nice way to break it up because, like you said, the traditional way of zombies that I would remember playing is that you just have the unlimited waves that would keep on coming in. Just, you have to unlock certain doors. And
like they do... They do have like the weapon wall, like the weapon walls. There's the pack to punch. Yep, there is a ray gun because they do have the mystery box as well.
Yeah, so it sounds like fun. Maybe before you go back to Boston, we could sit down and play.
Yeah,
I don't know if Grand Theft Auto for you, Mike, is up on your Xbox, but if it is not, re-download it, replay it, and just make sure it's updated because maybe we can all jump onto a stream.
It's not a Grand Theft Auto we're talking about. Modern Warfare.
Yeah, but I'm saying re-download Grand Theft Auto 5 or at least have it updated.
No, I have Grand Theft Auto re-downloaded. I'm waiting for you guys to jump back on now that I got a headset.
That's
now.
Why. Yes. Yeah, we need to get
on
and
guys.
I should talk to you guys now. I'm a big boy.
I know. It was like back in the early 2000s.
Oh, my God.
Finally getting a chance to talk to each other and having to call and merge on the phone lines.
What happened with my headset? I spent like $100 and I like researched and I was like, oh, I found this headset in Fenton. And this is when I didn't live out here. And I was like, okay, cool. This fucking place has the headset I want. And then, you know, I moved. And then, you know, the one time I went to pick up my headset, it was like, oh, it's fucking broken. I'm like, did I get drunk and step on this? Or I'm like, did I break it during moving? I'm pretty sure I broke it during moving. We'll see. But yeah, thank you guys so much.
No problem. You're not going to be moving anytime soon, so make sure that one doesn't break.
No.
Why don't you just keep the box so that way when you do move, you can just put it back in the box?
I'll keep the box, motherfucker.
You can keep the box next to your other decorations, your other Xbox and PS5 boxes.
I was waiting for you guys to admire my decorations.
I know. You got Chris's housewarming gift right there, the Red Wings plaque.
I got Chris's housewarming gift on the floor. I got the deflated
beanbag chair.
Yeah, I told you that next time you move, you cannot get rid of this thing. You got to keep that beanbag chair all the time now.
I've been meaning to put your Spice Girls poster up. I don't know where I want to put it up, though.
There's nothing hanging on your walls.
There's nothing.
You know, literally, you could pick any wall, any spot.
There's not enough space on these walls. Right. You know?
So I really believe
there's just so much shit on these walls that you can't even put anything up.
There's just too much wall. I don't know where to put it. Like,
yeah, you got to find that like right.
I was like
wall.
Do I put it in my bedroom? Do I? No, I think I'm gonna put it right above Chris's homewarming gift. I'm thinking so, but I'm like, are they gonna? Oh God! And I'm like, no, they wouldn't hit me with a fucking, you know, take away my deposit, right?
No, I don't think they know people hang like pictures and stuff like that. They're not gonna like.
I know, because my neighbors would. Oh, back when I did have neighbors. Now that I don't, I have the whole fucking building to myself. But yeah, I'd hear them like banging stuff, and I'm like, I know they're nailing stuff on walls. And I'm like, are they fucking knocking on my door? What the fuck is going on?
Are those the cops?
Is that the cops? I'd be like in the shower, I'd be like, who the fuck is trying to bug me? No, but
shit. If I were you, since you don't have neighbors, just get a sledgehammer, start knocking down walls, man. Make it a big party pad. Had 3 or 4 units all to yourself.
This is gonna be a loft, real quick.
You can just have one apartment for gaming, one just for sleeping, one just for drinking.
We'll
you just throw your cans everywhere, piss all over the floor. Who cares? You pay your rent.
Yeah, I pay my rent. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, that's my goal. I'll because I paid another year. I think it was like fucking A, man. They wanted like. A couple hundred an extra a month just to do month by month, and I'm like, fuck that. I'll just pay $25 extra a month and just do year sign another year. So
yeah, it's not a bad place.
Yeah.
Nice little place to call home.
Especially with the house, I mean, cost of living and everything. I don't have to pay for heat. It's great.
Crank that
Hollywood.
Crank it up to 85. So we did have the video game awards. Come and go. We can go ahead and start to get into that.
That debate.
Yeah. But before we had the video games awards, we've been having leaks of Grand Theft Auto 6 for now a few months.
GTA 6.
And then now we finally
I'm so happy you guys got me my headset.
We had an official trailer, and it looks like it's going to be going back to the Miami Vice era.
Yep.
Wait, what are you guys' thoughts about that?
I'm happy. I mean, you've literally done, like, you did, and when all of us started playing, it was GTA 3, we had Liberty City, then we had Vice City, then we had, like, those stories, then we went back to Liberty City, then we had, we had San Andreas, then we went back to Liberty, and then literally right back to San Andreas, so I'm glad, like, we're going back to Vice.
Well, right. We also been to London, too, GTA 2.
Well, the originals, but nobody really... Not many of our generation have played it.
Yeah, it was like GTA 1969. It was.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Back on the original PlayStation.
Yeah, it was literally Eagle Eye View.
Yeah, it was old. Yeah, and that was my introduction to Grand Theft Auto. So obviously, graphics are much, much better now than the old pixelized bird's eye view on the first PlayStation. But yes, GTA 6, it looks like there is a lot more that you can do. They added a lot more mechanics to the game. I mean, hell, your character can even get a suntan if they're out in the sun for too long. I've heard a possible two rumors, two that I'm not happy of is, one, your car consuming gasoline, so you're going to have to stop and get fuel in your vehicle, possibly.
No,
it will suck.
So Mafia actually included that physics into their game, and it was actually cool because it kind of makes you think about how fast you're gonna drive.
I'm thinking of Scarface. You remember that? Did they do that?
I don't think so, but I know Mafia did.
I'm trying to think of a game that But no. No, that still sucks.
The second rumor I heard is that it's going to be a play as you go, pay as you go. So if you're going to...
I don't think they're going to do that.
I know they have like the GTA Plus, but I don't think they're going to do that.
Do I think they're going to charge more for this game?
Probably,
yes.
Especially like for online and everything too.
Do I think they're going to charge probably $100, probably $150? Fucking A, I'll fucking pay it. But I'm not going to pay.
I'm going to buy like the fucking premium edition or whatever.
I'm not going to fucking pay as you go though.
No.
So then you guys are fine paying $100, $150 for a base price for a digital game, but you're not...
No, not base price. Like, I'm going to pay that for, like, any, like, the deluxe or, like, whatever.
They're
going to
charge it for a base price, though.
No, they won't. It's probably going to be, like, $70 for the base
price.
No,
they're definitely going to charge at least $100.
Even right now, a base price for a game is average of $70.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? If Grand Theft Auto 6 charges us $100, are we not going to pay for it? Yes, we will.
I will pay for it.
I mean, I've already spent like the fucking $150 on the game, like just buying
the
phone alone.
How much money have you paid in shark cards?
Probably more than the $150 original. But you gotta think about it. I've bought it on the 360. I've bought it on the One.
Exactly.
And now the Series X.
Yeah, rebought it.
This game has been through three generations of fucking consoles. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure from what I saw from the trailer, if they charge $100, $150, I'm paying it. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to encourage them if they're listening. I don't want them to do that.
Yeah, Rockstar listens to our fucking podcast, Mike.
You never know. They fucking hurt a lot of people. So that guy who fucking leaked those fucking leaks, you know that guy's fucking dead right now.
No, he's actually being...
he's dead.
Being mentally evaluated, actually, is what I've heard.
I heard he was being sent to a mental hospital for life. It's like, you either go to this place or you're dead.
I've heard rumors that there's possibly going to be, like, kids in it.
Where you
so
can kill
all
kids.
I can think about is fucking Anakin and the lightsaber. It's like, if they give us a fucking katana, it's over. Everybody's going to be redoing
the fucking Anakin Skywalker scene.
Anakin
Skywalker, and they're like, oh, GTA 6 is in. I have kids. Anakin Skywalker.
That's all I can think every time. Like, run over a kid. Oh, Anakin Skywalker.
Anakin Skywalker.
Add another one to Anakin's tally.
No, but seriously, if they charge $100, I'll pay for it. $150, I'll pay for it. $200, you guys are fucking out of control.
But if they did, people will pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
People will sure pay for it.
You know how much money they paid to even develop this game?
Like, invested into this game?
Invested, yes.
Oh, I mean, you're talking at least a couple of years. Probably at this point, a couple hundred million.
$2 billion.
$2 billion investment into it. Okay, well,
and they're gonna make that back. Like, no,
exactly. Because
like,
let's look at GTA 5. You're talking within a week, they already made $1 billion.
Within 2 days, they made $1 billion.
Within two days, they made a billion.
Within a day, I mean, Grand Theft Auto 5 made their money plus all the shark cards plus all. No,
yeah, but that, like, all that stuff wasn't included in the game just yet because like, you had to wait a month before you could play online.
Yeah, I was going to say it was pretty far broken
to where we couldn't even enjoy it.
You got
to put it as like, you know, the development stuff that they put into GTA 5 plus, you know, all the stuff they added to it. I mean, I'm sure, you know, it averaged out, but they're still making billions. I mean, Rockstar is... There's a reason why Microsoft didn't buy Rockstar, right? Because that fucking company is worth a lot of money.
I'm curious on what they're actually worth as a company because they have a lot of good titles under their name.
I mean, a lot of good titles. Red Dead Redemption 2, Bully. Red Dead Bully. I mean, you got...
The Midnight Club series.
Nothing but fucking deliver hits.
They need to bring those back.
The Midnight Clubs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean... But, you know, even if they charge $100, $150, people are going to buy it. They'll make billions.
Throughout the course of the next few podcasts, I'm sure, we'll be talking about Grand Theft Auto 6 because it's not coming out until 2025.
And then watch, it's going to get delayed until 2026.
And also, you got to think about, like, what they're putting into. That's what we didn't talk about, was they're doing the Everglades. They're doing, like, you know.
Like, oh, yeah, Disney World desk, too, is what I've heard.
Yeah, Disney World. Like Leo said, they're in, put in a NASA, like a fucking space station. And
listen,
shit.
All I want to know is the pole position still in the same spot?
So they're adding, it's going to be a huge fucking demographic. You know, not demographic, but geographic area for all demographics, I guess. So
I got 20 bucks that says Tom Brady's got a cameo in the game somewhere.
There might be a football team.
Tom Brady's the star quarterback of that team.
I'm looking forward to the commentary. I'm looking forward to the radio stations, listening to the disc jockeys, the advertisements, you know, those little funny things. The
imagine
cover.
All the fucking people they got to pay for all the
yeah.
radio stations.
All so. The random civilians that have side conversations, like when you're just standing there as a character listening to them, they're talking about random bullshit. I mean, they're paying for that.
How many times have we all sang to Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga?
Yeah, yeah. So we have spent, as consumers, a lot of time into that game and then also a lot of money into that game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, GTA 6, oh my God, was I so excited for the trailer, but was I so devastated when I found out it was coming out in 2025?
Both.
Yeah.
Yep, so we're going to have at least another year of waiting to see what's going to be happening. But as the time goes on, we will have more details with that. So going into the awards, let's go ahead and jump right into it. The best game direction. Okay, I'm going to say right now that if you guys haven't had a chance to listen or watch the awards, Baldur's Gate 3 took a lot of the awards. And yeah, it sounds like a very deserving game. I have not played it.
I'm not big into Dungeons and Dragons, but I'm beginning to find new friends who are into Dungeons and Dragons, and it seems like they're very, very, like, it's a very big game. Like, people love it, dude.
Well, there's also a movie or a series that is coming out or out, right, Chris, for Dungeons and Dragons? It's a movie.
It was actually
a
movie.
Yeah. With Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
So Alan Wake 2 got the best game direction over Baldur's Gate 3. The best narrative, again, went to Alan Wake 2. Best art direction went to Alan Wake 2. Best score and music went to Final Fantasy 16. Best audio design went to Hi-Fi Rush. Mm. Best performance went to Baldur's Gate 3.
Which is horseshit. Yori should have won that fucking thing.
Oh, for Spider-Man 2?
His performance as, like, that Spider-Man, like Yuri Lowenthal, who does the voice of Peter Parker in Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2 and Miles Morales. His performance, like, the way everything was just fucking phenomenal. Like, everybody was even saying it, like, when the game came out, like, everybody's, like, posting about, like, how phenomenal his performance was.
I thought, honestly, Tears of the Kingdom would sweep this year.
Honestly, they weren't even nominated for a lot of things.
I don't even think they won anything, did they?
No, who got snubbed this year?
Big Starfield?
Time? No, not Starfield, but Hogwarts. Hogwarts.
I think
snubbed.
It was honestly because of, like, all the fucking woke controversy that was, like, surrounding it, like, with everybody. And I think, like, they just didn't want to fucking... The video game awards are supposed to be fun and entertaining and, like, a break from everything. I don't think they wanted to, like, fully, like, bring all that into it. Like,
yeah.
I'll get into a problem real quick that I had with the awards. So,
yeah, fucking chick at the beginning.
I don't even fucking. It wasn't just that. It was. Yeah. So, you and I were working on a.
There was also the Jimmy Kimmel impersonator, too. He was the host.
We were working on, you know, a puzzle at the same time. And watching the screen, listening, and all of that. When you have the little side segments, like the musical performances, I can get if it relates to a game. But when you start to bring a character like the Muppet onto the stage,
what the fuck?
For an interview,
I didn't even watch the awards.
And then they brought a Muppet chicken, and that was like a 10-minute segment.
Yeah, they brought Gonzo on there.
But then you're going to cut those people that get the awards, them saying thanks to everybody. You're going to, you know, only allow them 1 to 2 minutes.
And like
to
they
talk.
Also like they only like announced like 3 or 4 like where they had like the actual people come up, like maybe a
yes.
few more. And then the rest were all just like, all right, so like, we're going to name off the next 5 awards and the next 5 winners. It's like, so you made this a 3-hour fucking thing for you to, like basically just show all trailers. Like, that's literally all it was.
The whole thing about Game Awards, I think, is to show, you know, trailers and award winners, right?
Yeah, but you're, like, also, like, some of, like, the awards that they were showing, like, they were announcing, like, 5 of them at the same time, and it's like, let the fucking people that worked on this fucking thing come up and, like, be grateful for it.
Grateful, yeah. It's their big day.
So how would you feel if the fucking Oscars and the Academies, like, did that? Like, yeah. You'd be fucking pissed because, like, you're denying, like, these people the opportunity to come up.
I think the Game Awards overall is a fucking... Yeah, they suck. They're not the same since when they were on, like, Spike TV. You remember?
That's what you were saying last night, too.
Yeah, I brought that up, too. The Spike Video Game Awards, how they used to have those. Yeah.
Yeah, they used to bring it up on Spike TV.
Well, it's the same, like, company, like, that does it. It's just, like, they got rid of, like, Spike TV, so they got rid of, like, the Spike name.
And now it's just a whole fucking, I don't know, a whole fucking circus. I don't know. And that's why I didn't watch it. Like, I pay attention to it. Like, hey, who won Game of the Year? Yada, 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 whatever. But it's not what it used to be.
Best ongoing game went to Cyberpunk 2077. Cyberpunk. Best indie game went to Sea of Stars. Best debut indie game, Cocoon. Best mobile game, Hunkari.
Yeah, I was upset that Hello Kitty didn't win it. I was so upset. They said Hello Kitty. I was like, Hello Kitty's going to win. And they're like, nope.
Pokemon Go.
No, that wasn't even on there.
It wasn't on there. No, Diablo Immortal was not on there either. Monster Hunter Now was on there. We did have a world premiere of Monster Hunter Wilds. Mm-hmm. That was the last trailer that they showed right before the video game got over. Looked pretty good. I don't know if I'll be picking up and playing it. Spent a lot of time on Monster Hunter World, so I think I'm still burnt out on that franchise.
Have you played what's that new game? It's kind of like Monster Hunter. Heart something. I don't know.
Well, they have Ark, which is I don't want to call it a competitor, but, you know, that's something that is one of those survivals. Got the dinosaurs, they got the entire environment that you can...
Oh, I have, like, one of my admins that are, like, playing his Heart something, I don't know. He was like, oh, it's so much like Monster Hunter, and I'm like, fucking A, man. Like, Grand Theft Auto like an adult.
I'm going to stick with my shooters. I'm going to stick to games where I can kill people.
Yeah.
Best community support went to Boulder Gates 3.
I mean, but you don't look at it. Like, that kind of got, like, that a lot, like, there were 4 other ones, and all 4 of them got gypped. Like, you had Cyberpunk 2077. Like, you had a lot of fans, like, still with that game that gave a lot of feedback. Because even, like, when they, when Cyberpunk won something, like, the people went up there, and they're like, oh, yeah, like, we took a lot of, like, what everybody was saying into consideration to make this, like, Phantom Liberty, like, a lot better. And then you got Destiny 2, which has had a hard supporting community, no matter what. You got Final Fantasy, like, you got all the Final Fantasy fans out there, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then you got No Man's Sky. So you got a game that literally just came out this year winning community support when you have 4 games, like, from companies that have been out, like, for games that have been out for a long time, and you're like, oh, no, we're going to give it to, like, this, like, this game that just came out because, you know, everybody's, like, posting about, like, all the sex and everything. It's like, no, post about, like, a game that literally did a fucking complete 1-fucking-80 that went from being a shit game to actually being fucking phenomenal with Cyberpunk.
You gotta look at it at my standpoint, though, like, Cyberpunk 2077, like,
It sucked when it first came out. But now it's done a complete 180, and it's one of the top-selling games right now.
I haven't fucking downloaded the new version.
I haven't either, but, like, I've heard a lot of good things about it, and, like, it's literally become one of the top-sellings.
I want to do it because I swear to fucking God, I took a fucking week off for this fucking game.
I burned all my vacation.
I couldn't even play the game.
And
I was like, holy shit, this fucking game sucks. And then now I want to fucking re-download it. I haven't played it since like 2 years ago. So it's like it left a bad taste in my mouth. I don't know. Maybe that's how they're looking at it.
The best AR VR game went to Resident Evil Village.
Poor shit.
But who do you think really should have won that off of that list? Gran Turismo 7?
Horizon, honestly. Horizon's actually become one of those like fucking phenomenal games.
Horizon Forbidden West?
No, it was Horizon Call of the Mountain.
Oh.
It was like it's like their VR version for it and everything. And like, I don't know. It's just like
There's one game I want to play on VR. This is one.
Porn Simulator?
Porn Simulator. No, I'm kidding. Half-Life Alyx. I don't even know if that's allowed, or I don't even know what platform it's on.
I don't even know. I haven't even heard of that one.
It got a 10 out of 10 via IGN, and Half-Life was one of my best. Half-Life 2 was one of my favorite games of all time. So it, yeah. And they came out with a VR version. I don't think it's on PlayStation. It's on some kind of fucking PC fucking, you know, VR network. And I'm like, holy shit. I really want to play that.
So you have not played it yet?
No.
Okay. Now, be careful, because I did the same thing with Doom. I love Doom, been a fan of Doom ever since it came out in the early 90s. I thought it would have been fantastic to play it on a virtual reality aspect, and the biggest downfall that I had with that game is that maybe it was still early in the development for virtual reality, but you couldn't freely walk in every place. You had to basically teleport your character to the next spot, and then you can look around.
That's why I figured Doom would be a good one. I don't know how they did Half-Life Alyx, but, you know, I just hear amazing fucking things about it. And I was like, I was waiting for Half-Life Part 3. Came in talks, never happened. And then they did a VR game for it, and it got like 10 out of 10 for a VR game. And I was like, holy shit. And everybody's like, I can't fucking, I forgot to play this game. It's fucking hard to differentiate, like, or whatever. I don't know.
Words.
Words stuff.
Word tweet.
Life and actually this game. It was, yeah, I don't know.
Innovation and accessibility, Forza Motorsport. Best action game, surprisingly enough, Armored Core 6.
Which is bullshit, because I played, like, the first Remnant game. I haven't played the second one. But the first Remnant game was fucking fun.
Dead Island 2. I thought Dead Island 2
would
have been...
Not a fan of the Dead Island games.
I love the first one. I do have the second one, and I thought that would have beat it over Armored Core 6. But I guess not.
Armored Core
6? Yeah. Yeah, that got the best action game for 2023. Mm.
You're going to hate me with this one, because I'm actually going to disagree with this one.
You talking about the next one? The best action-adventure game went to The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
I'm sorry, but Jedi Survivor should have... actually won that.
So that won over Jedi Survivor, Resident Evil 4, Alan Wake 2, and Marvel's Spider-Man 2.
What category was that?
Best Action Adventure.
I would agree with Chris.
Yeah. Like, Jedi Survivor was actually, like, fucking phenomenal. Be able to broaden everything and actually, like, play, like everything's, like, upscaled and whatnot. And, like, I don't know. I just feel like that should have won.
The battle with Darth Vader was fucking... I agree with Chris.
Best RPG went to Baldur's Gate 3.
Which I feel like if Starfield actually was not just a Xbox exclusive and was on every other system, I feel like Starfield probably would have had, like, Baldur's Gate 3 would have had its match with Starfield.
I don't think so.
I do, because, like, you're...
They flopped on that. I mean, I was so anticipating it. And I played it, but...
You only got two achievements. Shut up. You got the starter achievements. You got the first 5 fucking minute achievements.
He's like, I've been looking at your fucking profile.
Come talk to me when you've actually like done more than the first 5 achievements.
Oh my god, yeah. Maybe I do need to get more into it.
No, you gotta give it like that chance because it is fun. It has that replayability like where you can continue with like the new game plus. And I think that's another thing like that I feel too. Like Boulder Gate, like I is like how you said, it's like the Dungeons and Dragons aspect. And it kind of reminds me, like, I've seen some of it. It kind of reminds me of, like, the Dragon Age and everything, like, whatnot. But yeah, with, like, fucking with the New Game Plus, it actually, like, kind of, it continues the story. And it's not like you're losing, like, the only things that you lose when you start a New Game Plus is you lose your credits in your ship and your weapons and your suits. Other than that, you still keep all your power-ups, your abilities, your skills, everything that you have done throughout the whole game. And you kind of go to what's called, like, another universe. Like, you take, like, your character goes to that universe and kind of does, like, the same thing again. But, like, when you go, everything changes. I've seen times where they've end up in a universe where one of the main characters is a fucking plant. Like, she's not, like, a human anymore. She's a plant. Yeah. Like, that's, like, that one universe. And then, like, there's another universe where you run into yourself, but, like, yourself's, like, a complete different character. You run into, like, all these just complete different things, and it changes the aspect every time you run through. So what my buddies and I have done, like, we did our own little thing in the first one, but when we went on to New Game Plus, we turned around and what we did opposite of what we would do in the original original story. So there's like one mission where you're working with like a military and you're undercover. So I did everything good through that whole thing, but then when I went through New Game Plus, I did the complete opposite and I went the bad storyline. And I think that's like that's more of like a fun RPG aspect. So, and I think, like, yes, like, if it was on all systems, it probably would have won. But because it was just on Xbox and PC, it didn't win.
When did Mass Effect Remaster come out?
2 years ago, 20...
Oh, shit. Yeah, so I was about...
2021?
Why was it that in the running?
Because that was 2021.
Yeah, you grab your new headset, you break it.
God damn it! Fucking Mass Effect should have won!
And that's how the first headset broke.
But no, I need to give Starfield, you know, some more credit. I haven't really played it. I honestly got stuck on one side, and I was like, fuck this fucking game. It pisses me off. It's not like Skyrim. It's not like Oblivion. It's not Morrowind. And I was getting really mad. So I was like,
God damn it, where's the Brotherhood?
Yeah. So I got really pissed off, and I was like, you know what? I've been meaning to give it some more time.
No, definitely give it another chance. You'll actually enjoy it.
Yeah. Especially me as an RPG lover, I think that I'm just being more overly critical. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be great if you go to a new planet, like a special unlocked planet in New Game Plus, and you get there and you're just exploring, and there's one person, that one person turns around and it's Elon Musk?
No, so speaking of that, there's actually a planet that has a clone of Amelia Earhart. No one cares.
wait, hold on. Is that a SpaceX hoodie?
Yeah, it is.
A SpaceX hoodie.
Wow. there's actually a planet that has a clone of Amelia Earhart, I believe Winston Churchill, and Genghis Khan. And it's like supposed to be like some like cloned planet like of Earth, and they got like all the clones of historical figures, and I never found the planet like in my first playthrough, but I'm trying to find it in my second one, and I wanna like actually like just see like what was up. Like I saw about it, but I didn't read into it.
Best fighting game went to Street Fighter VI.
Should have gone to Mortal Kombat 1.
Smash
wasn't even on there, surprisingly. I'm not bullshitting you. Like, Smash was not on there at all.
I know. Smash is always my forever fighting game.
But it did beat out Mortal Kombat 1.
And Holy Nintendo shit. All-Star Brawl, too.
Yep.
everybody's talking about Mortal Kombat 1, and I'm like, dude, that thing is going to be fucking...
But I feel like Street Fighter 6 has actually been around for a couple of years.
I saw, like you said, Nickelodeon was on there?
Yeah, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2.
Who the fuck is fighting in Nickelodeon? Do we got, like, Hey Arnold on there?
I think so.
Hey Arnold and fucking Cat Dog.
Hey Arnold versus Rocket Power.
Fucking Cat Dog, Rocket Power.
On a mission. Best family game, Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Best sports and racing game went to Forza Motorsports.
Can we just like talk about how all three of the games that actually, unless, do me a favor, look on your phone what you EA Sports FC was. Was that like soccer?
Soccer, yeah.
So you have F1 racing, regular car racing, Hot Wheel racing, and then like a shit racing game. And then one actual like legitimate sport game. And it's like, I'm sorry, but that was just unbalanced. It should have just been the best racing game.
So you would want to see the best sports game and the best racing game. Two different categories.
Yep. Yes. Don't combine two different, like, complete different genres together. Like, I understand, like, some people say, like, yes, like, racing is a sport. Yes, it is. But at the same time, though, like, there's more racing games and more, like, sport games. So have them in two different categories. Coming wise, like, I would probably say, like, Madden 24 probably would have just won it because that's the one that I heard more about this year. I did buy NHL 24, but honestly, like, that's really the only other sport game, like, that I've heard more about. Like, FC, like, the soccer club, since they got rid of the FIFA name, has just gone downhill.
Best fighting game, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2. I'm sorry.
I am not in charge of picking these winners, nor am I in charge of picking the people to nominate.
Oh, God.
Best sim strategy game went to Pikmin.
Bullshit. Should have been Company of Heroes 3.
I never played them.
Best multiplayer game, Baldur's Gate 3.
Probably, yeah, obviously.
Still, same thing. There's a shit ton of other multiplayer games out there.
I'm surprised that Call of Duty wasn't on there.
Well, I highly... I'm honestly surprised that, like, you know, like, Fortnite wasn't on there, or, like...
Rocket League.
And it's like...
Yeah, Destiny 2 is a big one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, Diablo did make it on there, which is more recent than the other games that we just rattled off. But there are, like you said, other multiplayer games that could have made that list.
And that, like, every year, like, no matter what, like how you look at it, like, they're still, like, releasing stuff for it to keep it relevant, like DLC, add-ons and everything. So it's, like, something that, like Modern Warfare, like, why wasn't Modern Warfare 2022 on there? Like, why wasn't that part of, like, the list? And... Because you literally went from, like...
Call of Duty has just been getting snubbed.
Yeah, but, like, you went from, like, one genre to, like, now we're in, like, Verdansk, and, like, they redid, like, the whole Plunder, the Warzone, everything. Like, they redid all of it for, like, what they're on now. And, like, they do it every year. So, like, the Warzone aspect changes to depending on the game that you're, like, the genre, like, that's currently out. So, like, I think last year was, like, the World War II one or whatever. So, like, they changed it to World War II, like, in 2021. And then 2022 came out, and that's when it went back to how, like, they were, and, like, they went to Verdansk and everything else. But I don't know. It's just...
Yeah.
If you want to start to add on older games, if you're to play something like Grand Theft Auto 5 on there, I mean, shit, that might still even take another award late in the game.
Yeah.
There's so many games that... Ongoing games.
Same with, the ongoing game category. If Grand Theft Auto 5 was on there, that might have taken it as well, because that's still an ongoing game.
I honestly thought, like, the year that Grand Theft Auto came out, that they would actually win Multiplayer of the Year.
If everything works out for him, 2025 is probably going to be a big one for him.
I'll definitely be playing GTA 6 with you guys. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Content Creator of the Year went to Iron Mouse. And, of course, we had a...
Wait.
I don't know. How long was that, Chris? So we had a thank you video from Iron Mouse. for winning. Right. But then we're snubbing other categories.
Exactly.
Because like you said, we're just blowing through them, and all of a sudden we're spending 2 minutes listening to a cartoon to say thank you. But anyway, moving on. Best
all
esports.
All right, guys. Let's go to a different... Who the fuck cares about esports?
I'm serious, too. Like, fucking skip that whole thing. Scroll down to the most anticipated game.
Anticipated fucking game is going to go to Star Wars Outlaws.
No, it didn't. It literally, like, all right, I'm taking this one for you because I'm already on it. Most anticipated game. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. How many fucking remakes of Final Fantasy do we need?
But isn't this Final Fantasy VII Part 2?
Because, I don't fucking
because
know.
They...
Wait, are you agreeing with me or disagreeing with me? What the fuck?
No, it should have been Star Wars Outlaw. Like
when that
trailer fucking came out, that was like fucking huge. Like, the fact that you're making a fucking Star Wars game where it's not fucking following with a Jedi, where you're actually playing as a smuggler, and it's like a complete different lore for like the Star Wars.
Is this supposed to be a fucking open world fucking game too?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you're talking about like, oh, fucking Final Fantasy VII with like the 1800 fucking remake?
No. We're going Star Wars fucking Outlaws all day.
So best adaptation went to The Last of Us, which we all knew that was the winner.
I love that shit.
Best player's voice. So this category is 100% voted on by fans for their favorite game of 2023.
Baldur's Gate
won it. I really want to know the fucking actual like numbers because that like honestly like that seems like a stretch for me.
You know, back in the day. Steve and I were, I was talking to Steve, or me and Steve agreed, but you used to be able to vote on your own fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Remember online? You'd be able to be like, oh yeah, game of the year. Let's let the fucking voters decide. You know, I'll go online.
But now we're going to game of the year. Recognizing a game that delivers the absolute best experience across all creative...
Baldur's Gate.
But tell me this, okay? You're going to tell me that you're going to put a fucking game, actually... Two games on here that came out at the end of this fucking year. In quarter four of this year, you're putting two games on there.
Yep.
And you're not going to give games like fucking Tears of the Kingdom, which I felt should have fucking won it. Either Tears of the Kingdom or Alan Wake 2, because those games have been out for the year.
I didn't think Tears of the Kingdom should have won it. But, you know what?
But they've been out for the year is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You're taking two games that just fucking came out.
I think that... Cyberpunk or, you know, Spider-Man. I don't know. That's just my pick.
Well, Spider-Man was the two games that just came out.
Spider-Man came out, like, when?
September. Or no, October 20th. And Baldur's Gate came out, like, a week beforehand.
Zelda came out, like, in March. Yeah. But I don't think it has the voice. I'm thinking more voice just because I don't fucking give a shit, but... All right. Game of the year, guys.
Baldur's Gate 3. Definitely what it was.
I know it's fucking Baldur's Gate 3. Who do we think should have won? Steve, you first.
My own personal belief on game of the year. I haven't played those games. I just find it weird that there were six nominees.
You played none of these fucking games.
Oh, and yeah. I had to make a correction on myself. Baldur's Gate 3 came out in August of this year.
But still, though, it's
too early.
Yeah, I mean, it's towards the later end of the year.
Baldur's Gate 3 could have won, like, you know, voice, because, you know, it's such a big game. It is a fucking, you know, AAA, you know, game. I mean, it is, you know, they do have a lot in there. I just have never played it, and I'm not a big dungeon dragon.
Supposedly there's a giant female devil that you can fuck.
You can fuck anybody in that.
I know.
Apparently. Like, my pick personally for player's voice, just getting it out there on the record, is Legend of Zelda. Game of the year, my pick, I'll go ahead, even though I just asked Steve, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Is Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
I thought you would have did Spider-Man.
No, I honestly would have to agree with Mike on that one. Like, I never played Tears of the Kingdom, but I've seen, like, gameplay. I see how a lot of people fucking enjoyed it and were excited for it, and I feel that should have been, like...
Yep. Tears of the Kingdom should have won over Baldur's Gate. hands down.
I think
it was better than the one before Breath of the Wild that won Game of the Year.
I think Baldur's Gate developers probably paid off the awards.
Breath of the Wild, obviously, top five game I've ever played. Tears of the Kingdom, better for me. I'm sorry, Steve. I think I've given you a headache.
No.
You look like you're getting a headache.
No.
Tears of the Kingdom is better than Breath of the Wild just because you get to decide, and you, it's harder to describe, but like you choose and you get to be more creative on how you choose on how to defeat different levels, like on the fucking like shrines and everything. Like you get to be more creative and everything. Like you get to like create like, you know, vehicles, you could create fucking, you know, whatever you want, and then it makes you, and then you're able to do that, I guess. And it gives you more like, I don't know, it's more brain, it's more like brain exercise, I guess. I don't know how otherwise to describe it, but.
We did have Matthew McConaughey show up at the Video Game Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
all right.
Yep, he did his trademark, all right, in front of everybody. The crowd seemed to love it. So he is going to be coming into the video game world starting next year.
What is he going to be playing? Carnage again?
No, it's a game that sounds just like Interstellar. I cannot remember the name of the game.
I'm looking it up right now.
It's going to be a game that's going to be based sci-fi. You're going to have to be going to another planet. And for days, that may last for you is going to be decades for your loved ones back home. So let's say you're going to spend 3 days doing stuff in your life. It's going to be 30 years in
that
another
fucking
person's life.
That fucking movie changed
it's
me,
called
man.
Exodus.
That movie changed me. I was like, holy fucking shit, dude. Just thinking about that, how mind-blowing that fucking movie was. Interstellar, it was so good. I love Christopher Nolan.
What was another thing that happened, Chris?
Anthony Mackie was there. He announced as well as season 2 of Twisted Metal.
Oh, I thought he was going to be Captain America Part 2.
No. And then they had the trailer for Fallout, the TV show.
Thank you. That was what I was thinking of. Yeah, so for Amazon Prime, they did release their trailer.
They did the TV series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they released a little bit. They had one of the Power Armor guys come out on stage with them. Looked really cool.
I had the privilege to show my HR person that. And I was like, hey, this is Fallout. She was like, what is this, another Walking Dead? I'm like, no.
it was funny, too, because like they had like the guy in the Power Armor, and he wasn't like saying anything, but he pointed, and then they bent down and talked to one of the guys, and they're like, oh, what do you say? He says, oh. Our bosses are right over there, and he points to like Todd Howard and somebody else from like Bethesda.
Speaking of that, shows. Have we talked about shows at all?
No, we haven't done that yet.
All right.
What's there to talk about? Like fucking half the year, they were all on strike. Which was
Loki,
a good thing.
Season 2.
Yep, finished that.
Yep. Owen Wilson did not say wow.
I'm disappointed.
Wow.
For someone that hasn't seen it, I don't understand it.
It's a meme. Everything like that. Owen Wilson's and he says wow, and he always says it like in a different way. And it's always exaggerated too, like wow.
Wow. Yeah, Owen Wilson goes back to like the '90s and it becomes like a fucking what is it, a speedo?
Oh no, that's the 2000s.
Is that the early 2000s?
That's the early mid 2000s, yeah.
He becomes a Zeno salesman. And I'm like, holy shit.
That's why he's early. That's why he loved, that's his love.
I was so waiting for him to say wow. And I'm like, I just wanted to be like, this thing is great. Wow.
Have you watched the What If yet?
I have not. Also, we didn't talk about how Jonathan Majors got canceled.
Yeah. He got fired. Did you hear about his replacement?
Dr. Doom?
No, Tarrant Lazarus.
Kurt Lazarus? No.
Tropic Thunder? Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, yeah. Kurt Lazarus? Why does that sound familiar? I'm like, Kurt Lazarus? I'm like, who the fuck is that? And I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're talking about, like, Doctor Doom, but there's also, like, still talks, like, that they'll probably still, like, continue with, like, the Kane to finish it out, but they'll probably, like, recast Kane and as, like, another variant.
That's fucking sad, dude. I don't fucking care. I mean, that guy, you know.
I heard mixed review, like, mixed, like, stuff from everything. Like, there's also a video, like, where the lady that claimed that he attacked her, where she was actually attacking him in a car, and you can actually see him get out of the car at a stoplight and run. And she chases right after him.
Why can't we just get along and be happy together?
It's like, you know what? They know they famous guys, whatever. We can get money. And then you just ruin their fucking careers. Especially when it comes to Disney. I mean, you've seen
Disney's them. The type that actually like fires first and then asks his questions
they
later.
Did. I mean, that's exactly
James Gunn.
James Gunn is the perfect example because they're gonna fire first and ask questions later. I mean, you're looking at like
Disney's got a huge reputation. If they have someone bad, it could cost them billions of dollars.
I mean, Cartman. I mean, you've seen the South Park episode. This could get us all canceled.
The last South Park episode that I fully watched was the World of Warcraft episode. So I mean, we're talking
way behind, dude.
A long time ago.
No, it was, I don't even want to say it on the mic, but it was about Disney and Kathleen Kennedy.
And it's amazing. They can say what they want. They'll never get canceled.
Nope.
Those lucky bastards.
Because they made fun of cancel culture. So they know if they're gonna like be getting they're gonna be getting canceled. They're just gonna play it off and like have fun with it, and everybody's gonna laugh at it, and it's still gonna keep going.
For next year, what are you guys looking forward to playing? Are there any games that are gonna be coming out?
We got Snake Eater remastered, Metal Gear Solid,
The Last of Us Part II remastered. Also,
I heard about that. I don't really know how I feel about that because the game looks so beautiful. I don't know how they're gonna really make that better because I just recently played it, but it's like I think it's another money grab, but it's like
that's probably what it mostly is because they canceled the multiplayer that they were gonna do for the last
they were doing was it Last of Us, I forgot the name of it, but they were gonna do like a multiplayer, but they're doing they should just focus on, and even right now they're on talks. I don't know if they're in development and it's all like, you know, top secret, but they're supposed to be doing part 3 right now, but I don't know if they are, and no one knows if they are as far as The Last of Us.
Maybe that will be a big announcement for the company for this year, for maybe sometime in 25 or 26.
Another thing that pissed me off about the Game Awards was they didn't announce anything about the Elder Scrolls 6. Like, they announced something, like, what, how many, 4 years ago? Didn't announce anything.
Well, you gotta think about it. They were also working on Starfield for the longest time, and they didn't really announce much until, like, a couple years ago either.
Well, they announced it, like, a few years before, and then yeah,
so also, they're probably like working on it. Like the Bethesda does their own like kind of E3 style thing, so they'll probably do that later this year.
Another thing next year, I mean, the Mass Effect new game. Didn't hear anything about that.
Still getting cryptic messages every N7 day.
We just hear we just get little fucking screenshots every fucking N7 day. It's fucking stupid.
It's like Christmas, right? You know, you're looking for a good gift or something.
But we didn't.
And then you just get disappointed for another fucking year.
Yeah. Didn't get another fucking Mass Effect. Didn't get a Mass Effect trailer.
Nope.
What else didn't we get? Halo?
Yeah, nothing for a new Halo.
Coming out with season 2.
Oh, yeah, season 2.
Well, yeah. the TV side.
The TV side, yeah.
Yeah,
don't worry, him and what's her name are banging it out. They're just banging each other left and right. Season two. The antagonist. What else did we get? Didn't we get? What else can you think of, Chris?
Anything about NCAA 2024?
Oh, they're doing NCAAs again?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that. That was actually the one game I actually enjoyed, like, football-wise.
Are they paying players now?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're paying players. What else?
Something that hasn't been out for a very long time for me, but something with Bioshock. I would love to see something done with that again.
Yeah.
I downloaded, I bought like Bioshock Infinite, Bioshock 2, and Bioshock 1. I never played Bioshock 1.
Would
Believe
you
it or not, the best Bioshock. And I bought it all for like $10.
I did the same thing with Borderlands, and that was another thing I was hoping to see something at the Video Game Award show. Is just
I have yet to play Borderlands 3.
I played a little. I didn't get into it either.
Well, I mean, hell, if you want, I think you buy all the Borderlands games.
I own it.
All
like
the
my
DLC
buddy Connor bought it, but I just haven't played it.
So here's the bullshit part, right? I got everything but the latest one and the latest DLC for a set price. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I'll get this bundle. Not even a month later, they have a bundle that has everything. Yeah, fuck me, right? So I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to be happening with that. And for next year, there was a Tekken 8 that's supposed to be coming out.
Tekken, what the fuck?
Mario.
Tekken 8 is like, the Tekken games have fallen like off.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about like.
Like Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat are really the only two relevant fighter games.
Star Wars Dark Forces remastered.
Did we see anything about the new Switch?
No.
Nope, nothing yet. Real quick, Skull and Bones, that's one that I am looking forward to. And
basically see if these with Ubisoft.
Bulletstorm VR, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, that one looked pretty cool. But go ahead, Mike, about the Switch.
I just said I didn't say anything about the new Switch, but what other games do we? I mean, you don't know if they're coming out with them or not, or if they're working on them. I mean, you know, you're looking at Uncharted. We're looking at fucking shit.
Tomb Raider 1-3 remaster.
Death Stranding 2. Did we see anything about that?
No. There really wasn't like a lot about like anything. It was just more like trailers for like.
I mean, they had this
games
one
that
game
really
from
been
Hideo
announced.
Kojima. What was it called? Overdosed? Or Overdose or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Because he did come up on the stage and he talked with his translator back and forth. And I knew. Actually, no, he didn't. He did not have a translator.
Actually,
oh, wait. No. He did, didn't he, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I figured that you were happy that he was there.
I'm not so happy because I never played Death Stranding because...
I thought you did.
No, it seemed like more of a delivery game, and you just seemed like a grind. I'll have to download it.
The Full Monty and Michael Clayton, but he's been in like a lot of different things recently. He was in the first Batman, Christopher Nolan Batman, Batman Begins. He played Falcone. He was also in the recent, in one of the recent Mission Impossible movies. He was in Valkyrie. He played Frederick Fromm. He was like the guy that tried to say like, "Oh, I didn't get involved with any of it." Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol. There we go. He was in The Lone Ranger. He's a good actor. I've seen him in like a lot of different things.
Wrapping up 2023 for the final podcast of the year. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to discuss?
What movies have we seen?
Movies.
Super Mario Brother movie. Last one I saw. Actually, no, I take that back. We did watch one the other night. We did watch The Meg. Sat down and watched that
fire. I was waiting for you guys to say Barbie.
That was on the list. Have you seen it? No. I have not seen it. Should we watch this? No.
I started watching Barbie, and my sister called me. It was like Christmas Eve. And I'm just laying in bed, and I'm just fucking bored, and I'm like, I don't know what other Christmas will be. I'm like, shit, this shit's on Max right now, HBO Max. And I was like, turned it on, and I'm like, this movie sucks.
So we watched it with the boys, and of course, like, the movie finishes, and Steve's like, all right, who's ready for part two? I shit you not, they both jumped out of like where they were sitting, like, nope, and ran right for the room. I've seen, like, quite a few. I saw, like, of course, like, last time I was out here with Guardians of the Galaxy. I saw the new Transformers movie, Rise of the Beast. That was actually pretty good.
You got me to sit down to watch Cocaine Bear with you.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, that was after we did the podcast. Yeah, right. I got Steve to watch Cocaine Bear.
And then that Nicolas Cage movie.
Yep. I got him to watch
Pedro
that.
Pascal?
Yep.
Yep, that one. There you go.
Yeah, I got him to watch that.
I love the memes. TikTok memes.
I saw Rise of the Beast. I saw Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer, yes.
Yeah, that one was actually fucking good. 3 hours, like,
it's a lot of dialogue.
Good God.
But it's very, very interesting, especially, like, because the way they do it is, like, they go back to, like, when he was developing everything. It's just shown to be like that. Like, he was really, like, one step ahead of everybody. And, like, it shows, like, him, like, losing out on, like, the chance to actually be, like, recognized as, like, for who he was.
Yeah. I loved Oppenheimer.
And it was actually pretty good.
It was, very, very. You have to be actually, like, tuned in to actually watch it. Otherwise, if you don't actually pay attention to it, you're going to be like, what the fuck is this? But you got to actually pay attention to it.
I watched Blue Beetle on HBO Max. That's like the second to last DCEU movie. That was actually, I actually enjoyed that. It was fucking hilarious, especially with George Lopez. And then I don't really think. Oh, and I saw the new Mission Impossible movie, Dead Reckoning Part 1.
They watch that one. I want to watch. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. As good as the fucking.
Not as good as Fallout. Not as good as Fallout, but it's still pretty good.
Okay. Oh my God, that fucking movie.
So anticipation for next year.
Fucking next year sucks.
Next year hasn't even happened yet.
Unless they give us Mass Effect like 5, I'm not really worried.
Unless they put out Mass Effect. That's really it. I mean, they really, really didn't put out anything except for, like, Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater remake that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, actually, there is one that I'm actually looking forward to. South Park Snow Day. It's a 4-player co-op. So, well, you can also do single player. And it follows, like, the same premise from, like, the Fractured Butthole and the Stick of Truth. And, but it's like, they have like the snow day and like all this like fun adventure stuff. So I'm actually excited for that.
Maybe we can all download it, get Mike to go ahead and pop on his headset. We can play some of that too.
It's literally like, so I already looked because like they have it already up on the store. You can get the standard edition and it's going to be like $30 and then you can get the deluxe edition for like 40.
Very nice.
Yeah. So it's like. But, like, those games have, like, always been, like, cheap no matter what, like, because I think, like, a lot of them don't really partner with, like, the big companies.
Well, there's not really much to the game, right? So you're going to have a campaign aspect, and there's probably not a whole lot of multiplayer besides you doing co-op campaign with the person.
Yeah.
There's not a big multiplayer universe where they're going to keep on updating and doing stuff. They're just going to keep the servers on to make sure that you can play with your friends for the next 6 to 10 years, then they're going to shut them off. So I think paying $30-$40 for a game like that, perfect price for it. Perfect. Even better price is going to put on the Game Pass or something that already has a subscription with something else just to make it that much more accessible.
What else do we got? 2024. Such a fucking sad year.
Oh, you got Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
Oh,
two.
Fuck that. Well, that's cool, I guess.
I still want to sit down and get through the first season of Halo, and then maybe that will lead me into the second season of Halo.
Have fun. I mean, I actually enjoyed it.
Excuse me.
Don't get me wrong. She's hot. Don't get me wrong, but it's okay for a chick with short hair, but.
She's hot. She's okay. She's got short hair.
Excitement for the new year, Steve.
Well, you haven't been back over at the house. So my excitement is to get back into streaming There is a new expansion that's coming out for World
Enough
of Warcraft.
Enough of fucking Fortnite, too, man.
I know. I need to find a
Enough
new game.
Enough of that fucking shit. Dude.
I need to find a new game to sit down and grind on. No Fortnite, no Minecraft, just
no
some...
Warcraft. No, wow.
There's got to be something that's got to happen for
no
me for this
Minecraft,
year.
No fucking Minecraft, no fucking Fortnite, dude. Fucking...
Get into real games, right?
Fucking broaden your horizons, bro.
But like, next time you do come out, I redid the back office. So the back office is all put together.
The wow. bathroom's put back together.
Yeah, the bathroom's put back together. So we have two desks gaming. I'll show you. I'm sure we're going to go for an after party after we leave the podcast here.
Did you get
here.
A new gift for Christmas?
I did. Yeah, so yeah. I got myself a brand new Xbox.
I heard.
Yeah, which
Before
is fantastic that I
you
got that new Xbox. But the shitty thing about that brand new Xbox is that I cannot use the Xbox app to stream wirelessly. So I now have to get a fucking capture card when my old Xbox could stream it just fine.
Oh, why? Weird.
Yeah.
Because I think like what it is like,
I think Megan told me before you did. I got my hair cut. I don't remember.
Like how I was telling you the other night, I'm pretty sure it's because of like the cloud gaming shit. I think that's why they're doing away with like the whole like how you were able to just like wireless three stream. I think that's why they're doing away with it is because now everything's like kind of also cloud gaming. But there's always like that little delay and everything. Like that's what sucks.
Yeah, I don't mind a delay.
But it's,
still
like they still consider it like in beta because they're still like working out the kinks for it.
I would just like something that is already integrated into my console that was already paid for a couple $100s for me not to have to go out and buy another capture card just in order for me to stream, right? Mm-hmm. Or just in order for me to have another more storage, another 2 to 3 terabytes. I don't want to go and spend another $200 on something that is the approved product for it to plug and play when you could just go get a Western Digital, something, you know, on a very inexpensive side.
I don't know. I don't know the struggle, so I'm...
here's my struggle. Brand new system, 1 terabyte, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But then you get Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, which is over 250 gigabytes. That's just one game that's eating away a quarter of your entire fucking storage.
How fucking yeah it is.
It's stupid. And then you're going to play another big game. You're going to play something like Mass Effect or you're going to play Elder Scrolls. You're going to be able to fit five, maybe six
games
on your console.
I deleted in the last week just to play Halo Infinite.
I know. It's fucking it's insane on how we have to do this, but it's great that all the games are the way that they are. I just don't like how big they are, how much storage they take because it's no longer on a disc. To where you can put a disc in, take a disc out, and there's right. nothing on your console, right?
I miss the old Xbox 360 days to where you could just pop out a disc, play it right away.
But I think that's what's going on. Is like everybody's just leaving the disc era and going to
put in the disc. You still got to download it, install it, mm-hmm. everything else. It's I don't know if that's just more, you know, I guess...
It's an old school way of gaming. I'll tell you that because I could have got that brand new Xbox without a disc tray. And I'm glad I got one with the disc tray because I'm still an avid Gamefly user. And I'm going to rent like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. I'm going to rent that game instead of paying $60-$70 for that game.
But what you did though, like getting the X instead of the S is you, it's not just about having the disc drive. It's also about having like the
performance and all the power that goes with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then another 2-3 years, probably gonna have another console.
Yeah. But thing is, I mean, yeah, I feel your pain, man. I mean, we used to be able to pop out a disc, right? Play the game and just save our fucking save files onto our fucking Xbox. Right. And we'll just be like, you know, 1 gigabyte, if that, not even, a gigabyte, right? Now it's like, you gotta install the game. You gotta install that. It's gonna take over fucking a third of your fucking storage drive. Stupid. Mm-hmm. Fucking retarded.
The days of going to the midnight release, we'll say, at a GameStop and getting that game to where you can put it right into your console, and you can still do that, but you're gonna have to spend a couple hours. It took me 7-8 hours, almost 9 hours, to do the fucking Call of Duty one. And that's on a wired internet connection where I was getting almost 300 megabytes download speed per second. Mm-hmm. And it still took that long. So someone that's not running on dial-up, I don't know who runs on dial-up anymore, but with a wireless connection far away from your router, I mean, that shit could take you like a week and a half just to download the game, just to play it. It's a bit ridiculous, and it's even more ridiculous when something like that, you have to install it on your console, and you cannot install it on an external hard drive.
Yeah. See, what I do, though, is like, I still have my externals, and what I do is I download them on the external, and then, or I download them onto the console, and then like, if I'm not playing them for a little bit, but I know I'm going to go back to it, I'll transfer it to the external, so that way next time like, when I do want to go back to it, the transfer is simpler than having to re-download everything.
Right, yeah. It was. I am happy and grateful that we have this wonderful thing called internet. You know, it makes the technology movement has made stuff like podcasting and doing all this stuff together a lot easier. And it's also a little bit more inconvenient with the more fancy that things become. But overall, I'm hoping in the next decade of gaming, we're going to be getting to the point of virtual reality is going to be a standard that's going to come with the console. It's going to come with something that you buy, and it's going to be really immersive that, you can sit there on your couch, and you don't have to get off your fucking couch for hours on end because you're going to have that much fun. But then you're going to have a week of a headache just because you had a television screen 2 inches from your eyeballs. So, I don't know. There's a lot that's going on. The next year, I'm looking forward to sitting down and playing a lot of games in the new office. So, yeah, to answer that question, I do want to get into something a lot more non-kiddish. And, you know, this sounds so stupid, but, yeah, I am playing a lot of Fortnite. And I'm playing a lot of Minecraft and, you know, that kind of peddly bullshit to where I want to play other games. But play Grand Theft Auto 5, it's much more fun to play with somebody else. And at the time when I sit down and I play games, it may be 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. So there's really not many people on at that time. So that's why I just stick with my Fortnite. No. May drop the battle pass. I don't know. But it's nice, Mike, that you did re-download Halo Infinite. So maybe we can jump on that. I know they have some Christmas skins that you can go and get for a limited time.
I re-downloaded GTA 6 or GTA fucking 6. GTA 5?
Yeah, re-download that, re-update it, because we can jump by that, and I...
You guys can make fun of my character again. Every time you look at my guy, you're like, he just looks gay.
Well, I don't think it's your character's look. I think it's your persona that you have with your character, because, you know, Chris will invite us onto his fancy yacht and all that, and, oh, look at this, you know, luxury boat and helicopter pad and everything with it, and you're just drinking beer and throwing your cans and smoking your cigarettes and throwing them on the ground.
In my, you know, leopard printed Speedo. It's all right.
But yeah, maybe we can get the Truffle Butter Gang together before the end of this year, before 2024. All right. Until the next podcast comes out in 2024, everybody out there, thank you for listening. Hopefully everybody had a good year. Hopefully everybody has a good year next year.
See you next year.
Mike, thank you for the hospitality. Much appreciated coming out here to Hollywood.
Yes.
Chris, thank you for making your drive all the way to the airport there in Boston and then flying to Detroit and making your drive from Detroit
to Hollywood.
Yes. Also much appreciated. All right. You guys want to say anything else before we end it?
Yeah. What was that name again? Was it Hot Pocket Diner?
Oh, Alabama Hot Pocket Diner. Oh,
Alabama Hot Pocket Diner.
You're talking about my old Wi-Fi. Yeah, well, now I changed it to Crippleponymous.
Now that your kids can actually Google stuff.
Exactly, yeah. So Crippleponymous is a fat person on a scooter. So I had to make it somewhat PG-13.
I'll have to text you a new one. It was funny. I was going through my friends on Pokemon Go, and someone saw your name and laughed. It was like, Blumpkin, man.
Oh, man. You know, I have fun with that kind of stuff. In one of my racing games, I'm Girth Vader. My World of Warcraft account, I'm Fiery Poops. I'm Wet Fart on Diablo. So I like to have a little bit of creative fun with whatever the company will allow within reason. All right. All right, everybody. Until next time, y'all take care.
Peace.
Bye.
All right, go ahead and do a mic check for everybody. All right, Mike, do yours.
Testing. Let's do this
fucking
shit.
Christ.
Trust me, I would like to put the Blumpkin Kingdom back on there, but again, the kids have smartphones, and I don't want them searching that kind of stuff. And
I was going
YouTube
my,
search and images and.
What was another one? Yeah, I remember you. I was outside bar smoking a cigarette. You text me. You're like, Blumpkin girl spilled her drink, and I just left.
You got all these teams that are doing just shit, and.
Did you just break it?
I just fucking turned it to bring it in closer, and it's like. I was like, what the fuck? A lot of fucking shit going on right now.
Is that good, Chris? You're not going to break the shit anymore?
What shit in my face?
This is why we can't have nice things.
No, I can't relax. Oh my god. He's fucking making this.
Mike is fighting with his mic stand right now. All right.
No, it's literally falling into my face. Whatever you did not work. It worked before you fucking.
Shatter a glass table. Hey, Master Chief, caught the cord though.
I know you just used all of this.
Oh, it's definitely the intro.
It's all the intro.
It'll be a part of something. Don't you worry.